أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. It is again, brothers and sisters, a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us, that we sit down and we discuss, talk, or hear His gleaming, enlightening revelation, His words, al-wahyu al-ilahi, the greatest miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the miracles that will equalize our lives, the miracle that will make our hearts pure and clean and gives us repentance, ya Allah, and the miracle that makes us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will be discussing Surah Al-Kawthar. What a beautiful surah. It is one of the miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told His Prophet, Rasulullah Habibi Ilahi Al-Alameen, that your legacy will remain forever. And not only it remains forever, but whoever tries to insult you, he is the one that will be chopped off. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. Three ayahs. يا سبحان الله. And it is the miracle. With these three ayahs, it is considered a surah. يا سبحان الله. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى had challenged the whole world, if they can, to bring a surah, one surah. And this is one of them. If they can, as they say, هذا الميدان يا حميدان. This is the arena. So bring up your power, see what you got. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I have given you الكوثر. Now, العطاء is the giving. Usually it says that in Arabic, when you say wahaba, is when you're asking someone. Wa wahabna lahu Ishaq wa Ya'qub. So, because Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a son, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. This giving is called wahaba. You know that giving in Arabic has different names. A'ta means giving by himself without asking. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't ask, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna a'tinak, I have given you al-kawthar." What is al-kawthar? Now, al-kawthar had said that it has so many different meanings. One of them is knowledge, al-ilm. One of them is deed, work, effort. One of them is nubuwa. One of them is book, the Holy Quran. One of them is the honor in both lives, here and there. And one of them is the legacy. His legacy will continue. One of them is shafa'ah, the interceding. Subhanallah. So, it could be all. Now, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent this verse? Because some of people of Quraysh, what they were doing is they were pointing at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and calling him Abtar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar fasalli li rabbika wanhar إن شانئك هو الأبتر. They were calling Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وآله أبتر. And those, there's two of them at least. It was Amr ibn al-As والحكم ibn al-As. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وآله, as you know, he had sons such as Al-Qasim. His name is Abu al-Qasim. He had another son called Ibrahim. Now, I don't want to get into his sons because some they say he had four, some they say he had two or three. In all cases, they died. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi a trust, which was these sons. But because of his wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them. Of course, it left a bit of a sadness in the heart of Rasulullah. On top of it, one day as he was going toward the masjid, Amr ibn al-As said, I am going to ashna' Rasulullah. Give him that kind of little insult. So he said, Ya Abal Abtar, oh, you father that you're chopped off. When Abtar sometimes is called the tail chopped off, but I did not want to bring that name when it became to our greatest creature of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, Ya Abal Abtar, because he did not have sons. And at that time, what they were doing is they were calling the father, the one that did not have sons, Abtar. Why? Because his legacy did not continue, did not go further. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, of course, became saddened. He had already lost his sons. And of course, anyone who loses a son, anyone who loses any child, whatever, whoever he is, you know, we will be saddened. Especially a person like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi that great honor and relieve his pain, give him a little bit of a comfort. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I have given you Al-Kawthar. Al-Kawthar, the original of the word is Kathir. Kathir, and then Al-Kawthar is more. Now, of course, it has another word beside an abundance, a lot. Many, many, many. And subhanAllah, today, brothers and sisters, make a quickest statistics. Go wherever you feel like going on the face of the earth. And then try to search for Sayyids. Who are Sayyids? They are the legacy. They are the ones that if you ask them, your great, 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 great grandfather, it reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi through the greatest lady of the earth. Who is that greatest lady of the earth? And that greatest lady of the earth is Al-Batul, Fatimah al-Zahra, Sayyidati Nisa'il Alameen, Salamullahi alayha. Through her, you will probably, no matter where you go, you will see many, many Sayyids. And if you want to put the numbers together, probably you will see them in scores and scores of millions. Ya subhanAllah, a legacy. Ya Rasulullah, inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Now, what is also al-kawthar? One day a person went and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Ya Rasulullah, what is this al-kawthar? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi answered, saying, it is a river that I was promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has an abundance of blessings. That is my river. My nation will come toward it. Now, it is so huge that the water or whatever that it has, is as many as the stars in the skies. And it says that also its grass around it is saffron. The stones that on it is like jewelry, any type of great jewelry, diamonds, durs, you know, whatever the expensive jewelry. The sound around it is musk. Yes, subhanAllah. It is one of the greatest honor if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us go to heaven to be drinking from this water. Let me remind you, discuss about the benefit of this khawas, fadl of this chapter. This chapter is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, saying that if someone read this verse in his prayers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a water from this river and from the rest of the rivers in the heaven. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him 10 rewards for every person that at the day of sacrifice, Yawm al-Nahr, in Hajj, will sacrifice. In other words, millions. You multiply, if let's say, if you have about 4 or 5 million, now inshallah every year we will be more and more. Let's say that about 4.5-5 million people, each one will sacrifice one sheep. Allah will make for one every sheep 10 times more. Ya subhanAllah. And the hadith also said, whoever wants to see Rasulullah in his dream, Laylatul Jum'ah, the eve of a Friday, if you read it 100 times, or in another place it said 1,000 times, you will see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi in your dream. And as you know, Man ra'ana faqad ra'ana. The hadith says, whoever saw us, he truly had seen us. In other words, Satan, although he has the power to form himself in a shape of whoever he wants to, but he cannot form himself in a shape of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, or the pure Ahlul Bayt. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah, I have given you Al-Kawthar. I have given you an abundance of blessings, whether it's knowledge, legacy, and it is a miracle. The legacy of Rasulullah is all over the world. Therefore, fasalli, pray. To whom? To your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wanhar. Now, what's the meaning of wanhar? It said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi asked Gabriel, said, oh my dear beloved Gabriel, what is the meaning of wanhar? And Gabriel told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, this motion, this is called wanhar. Because what you do is you bring your hands to the jugulars and you do like this when you say Allahu Akbar. Now Allahu Akbar, of this motion, when we usually say Allahu Akbar, it is recommended that we do like this. What does this mean? This means that as I stand before you, or my dear beloved Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I say Allahu Akbar, what I do is I throw everything behind me. In other words, I don't think about anything else. Whatever it is, whether it's money, whether it's children, whether it's houses, whether it's a position, whether it's knowledge, whatever it is out of the belonging, it is behind me. Only you, Ya Allah, is in front of me. So therefore, Allahu Akbar. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Then the stick of the miracle came, saying, Ya Rasulallah, Inna a'tinaka al-kawthar, I will give you, although you have one daughter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the one that was left out of his children was Fatima al-Zahra, Sayyidat al-Nisa'i al-Alameen. Ya Subhanallah, she is an abundance of blessings as far as the legacy is concerned. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Okay, Ya Rasulullah, pray and say Allahu Akbar as a nahar. Let me tell you one more thing, Ya Rasulullah, and that is, whoever said a bad word about you, the one that made shame to you, shani'aka, inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Whoever came and called you abtar, whoever came and hurt you with his words, he is the one that his legacy will disappear. He is the one that his honor will disappear. Now, if we have explained Al-Kawthar to whatever the meanings, whatever the words that it was given, all of these will be going away from him. He is the one that his name will be going down in the history and disappearing and being deleted. Or it's been mentioned with insult. But today, what do we do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. We mention his name after every adhan when we say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. But what do we do to Amr ibn al-As, for instance, or al-Hakam ibn al-As, for instance, or whoever that gave bad words to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, made shame, shani'ah, made like a curse, astaghfirullah, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. It is one of the greatest surahs of legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we say, Ya Allah, give us that heart to understand your beautiful words, your enlightening words. Ya Allah, make us closer and closer to you through being closer and closer to the Ahlul Bayt. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.